The borough can continue with its rare distinction of being a popular tourist destination with no overnight accommodations tax. Assemblymember Dale Bagley has tried twice in as many years to get a ballot question to voters about a nominal bed tax. This one would have been 6%, a number Bagley noted that is far lower than other popular travel spots.
Anywhere you travel in the United States and the world, you pay a bed tax. And it's, you know, I actually think Hawaii, it may be 12%, but then I think there's another 5 for a total of 17%. And, you know, when I've traveled around the United States, bed tax is everywhere. And yet we don't do that here. And we leave that money, you know, on the table that we're not taxing. And it is something that, you know, most of the tax revenues that we're looking at impact Kenai Peninsula borough residents. And while this does to a certain extent, the vast majority of a bed tax would be people from off the peninsula and in the lower 48.
And that's always been the selling point, that a bed tax is designed to target visitors, not fleece the locals. In a strange twist, though, what emerged during the debate was actually a call from residents for more taxes on themselves.
Linda Hutchings, 295 Coho, Soldotna, Alaska. I really firmly believe that the bed tax is not the way to go. I prefer the 0.5 sales tax because you're going to get the people that aren't staying in a hotel, and even if they are staying in a hotel, you're still paying sales tax, but you have the people that camp out in a tent or whatever that you wouldn't be taxing, but they all go to dinner. They go to the movies. They go through Dairy Queen. They even get an oil change. So consequently, you're building a lot more out of that.
Hutchings pointed out one of a couple big complaints about the proposed bed tax. One is that there are too many ways around it, with RVs and campers having the easiest job of avoiding the tax, but also that it unfairly targets businesses, even though it's the customers who ultimately pay that tax.
Hi, my name is Adrienne Sweeney, and my husband and I own the Driftwood Inn and AJ's Old Town Steakhouse here in Homer. I understand that there is a budget gap and that some assembly members feel that a bed tax is the solution. But what you have to understand is that we are already paying bed tax because lodging is not capped at $500. Our small industry already contributes a huge amount of sales tax dollars to the borough's bottom line. Adding another tax on top of the uncapped amount that we already pay is not the solution to bringing in more sales tax dollars in our economy.
That's always been another mark against the bed tax. Unlike, say, buying a new toaster oven, where you pay sales tax once and that's it, in a lodge or a hotel, there's a separate transaction for each person each night that gets hit with sales tax. The 0.5% bump in that to 3.5% has been tossed out as another revenue-generating possibility for the borough. And despite the inherent regressiveness of a sales tax, because it's applied equally regardless of income, that idea picked up some steam Tuesday night. The bed tax, however, did not, and again failed to make the ballot by a vote of 5-4. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.